Well, good morning, everyone. I feel like sitting in front of a class where like pupils disperse from one end to the other. But luckily, we have microphones here. Hopefully, you understand me. First of all, I welcome you all to the official opening of the conference Looking for European Citizenship, which is at the same time the kickoff event for our own association called Citizens for Europe, which was established beginning of this year here in Berlin. I welcome you both in the name of our own association and in the name of House of World Cultures, Haus der Kulturen der Welt, which kindly hosts us here today and tomorrow after we had a little informal opening yesterday in the Hertie Stiftung. And you will discover more of this building throughout the entire 2 days, where we occupy lots of space for lots of different interactive activities. And I'm very happy that we're here. When I start already with the partners, I also like to thank, first comes first, after HKW, I'd like to thank the Hertie Foundation, which most of you have been yesterday for the welcoming. And I'd like to thank the International Interactive Workshop of Europe, which is organizing most of the conference themes and formats, which are very active. And I'd like to thank the British Council, which is here today with an exhibition called New Young Europeans, an exhibition you'll see, you have the chance to see it during the coffee break after the first and second panel session or in between. And finally, I thank the Soul for Europe, which is an association, organization, which is hosting a huge conference on Saturday. And actually our small conference as a pre-conference to this bigger one, where on Saturday, in front of 400-500 people, we're going to then proclaim and pronounce what we have discovered in our conference here. And finally, everything you see here is more or less financed by the European Commission through the program Youth in Action. But I can tell you that we've been very lucky, and it was a very nice discovery to figure out that once you get the funding, you've got quite free hands to do what you like. And I've got the impression as more and more critical you are, the more and more happy they become. So in the future, I will not retain from taking money from the Commission, because it seems to be a quite good way to get off. And all the rest comes then from our partners. What we're here for today, as the title is already suggesting, Looking for European Citizenship. Well, you might say, well, there is a European citizenship already. Well, surely it's stipulated now in the newest treaty, Treaty of Lisbon, but this citizenship of the European Union is just in the beginning of its development, and it has evident shortcomings, which we're going to see in the first and second panel. And I'll tell you just quickly about the association Citizens for Europe. As I told you before, it has been established in the beginning of this year, and throughout the 6-7 months we have been organizing this conference, we have not only been organizing this conference, but also we published a journal which is called Open Citizenship, which you can find just at the entrance, and a website called Vote Exchange. I'll tell you more on that. But the association now has been established by a group of young academics, young professionals from all over Europe that are situated in Berlin, and that have been collected broad experience in different institutions all over Europe, and said, well, it's nice to be a European citizen, but something is lacking. And the what is lacking, this we also see in the next couple sessions. The background of the association is that we have seen that the current status of European citizenship brings a lot of troubles, I mean, also some advantages, but also quite the troubles to people actually making use of the fundamental freedoms the European Union has, which is the fundamental freedom of movement. Of course, this movement is broadly or mainly driven by economic interests, but it leads into a situation where about now 12 million citizens of the European Union live outside their own member state, and having the 1st of January coming next year, where Schengen is broadening, it's to the east, there's more and more people going to move outside their own national state, international national state, to work there, to study there. So we have like a Europeanization of the national populations in each member state. Again, those people, those 12 million EU citizens suffer quite some discrimination when it comes to political engagement and when it comes to political participation. Here in Berlin, we have about 150 EU expatriates living here in Berlin permanently, and they're, for example, not allowed to participate in the regional elections to vote for the mayor or abgeordnete in the house here in Berlin. And counting third country nationals in there that also don't hold the German national citizenship, it comes up that about 20% of the entire population in Berlin as a European metropole is excluded from the basic democratic participation. This is the background of our association that we see if we want to have a Europe that should show face in future and that is internally democratic and lives up its values, not only in terms of movement driven by economic interest, but also having for 40 years now or 30 years integration on economic basic principles, now it's time to follow with a political integration of the people who made use of it. And this not only concerns EU expatriates, this also concerns third country nationals that live here in Europe in one of the member states for several decades and that do not have the rights EU citizens have, because EU citizens for now are only nationals of the member states, leaving about 5% of the entire population in Europe out of it. So the objective of Citizens for Europe is to trigger the debate how in future a European citizenship could be modeled. And when I talk about European citizenship, I evidently mean EU citizenship. But then again, Europe and EU is, of course, something different. And not only to trigger a debate how a future model could look like, but also first evaluate what is the actual state of art we have now. What kind of rights and duties do citizens, national citizens in the EU have, and what kind of rights does it confer the citizenship to the members? And secondly, which is a long-term goal, of course, we also want to initiate policy change. And of course, at European level, this is very tricky to do for an average citizen. You cannot just go to the Commission. Perhaps by the end of the year, you can with the European Citizen Initiative. But this is like a teethless tiger. Somebody's cutting now off the legs. So I don't see how much of this will be left after the Council has decided on it. So we try to enact or enable a policy change also on local and regional level by overcoming discriminatory effects that EU expatriates and third country nationals experiencing, for example, here in Berlin. So one is then the conference we have where we bring together half of the participants are coming from civil society from all over Europe, and the other half of participants are academics. This is quite new experience, perhaps for some of you, especially for the PhD students and academics that are usually presenting their papers and then get knocked off methodologically or concerning their research questions. So here they get facing questions from civil society, which might not go directly to the paper, but which is much more broad and keeps a new way of thinking to scientists. And the other way around, we hope that PhD and academics can bring in new knowledge into our own work. I see myself also as a coming from the civil society. So we try to enhance the dialogue on the very issue which concerns the very center of the European Union, which is citizenship, and bring both the practical knowledge and the visions that comes from the civil society and put it together with the evidence-based knowledge of science and try to model after the 2 days a kind of idea how an ideal, or not ideal, how a practical European citizenship that is inclusive, that is non-discriminatory, that extracts from national attributes could be implemented. Then I just quickly said already, we have, can I have one of those journals just to show what I'm talking about? Then I switch to Vote Exchange, which is a very little nice tool, which is launched today under www.voteexchange.org. And this is the third project next to the conference and this journal I show you. And Vote Exchange allows EU expatriates, that are citizens living outside of their member state permanently, to indirectly vote in national elections in their host state. So far, EU citizenship already grants political participation rights at municipal or local level and at European level concerning the European Parliament, but it doesn't grant regional and national participation in those elections. And Vote Exchange allows now very simple, like covoiturage or couchsurfing or hospitality club, you might know those networks, where a French living in Germany finds a voting partner, a German living in France, and they talk transnationally about their political issues in their host community. Tell about, I mean, it's a way of communicating and debating about political issues and eventually getting into a voting partnership where the German in France votes for the German Bundestag, but having in mind the choice of his counterpart, French person in German. And the French votes living in Germany, then Assemblée Nationale, with the political orientation of the German. This idea has brought us quite some trouble with lots of institutions in Germany, because they said, well, evidently you breach the rights, and this is no way do you do it. Luckily, we found the smart lawyers to tell us, yes, we are able to do that. So we don't breach any of the duties or rights. It's really just an informal debate of citizens that have moved outside their own national state, that are either upset or happy with their governments and the whole society, and they want to actively participate in the making of regional and national parliaments. And the third one is then Open Citizenship, which is our journal which we just published yesterday. Open Citizenship also somehow displays what we're doing here today. It is a journal which has a hybrid format, saying that half of the content which you find in here is highly academic. That's why the title says it's academic, so not to fear people off. And we have several categories. So on one side, academic, and then we have Movement Watch, where we invite NGOs to present themselves and to present their idea of European citizenship and their projects they're doing concerning citizenship. So the journal also serves as a networking tool. And finally, we have Open Mic, where we invite journalists, lay people, average people, whatever, everybody, to give a voice in the discussion on European citizenship. And we have interviews with well-known figures to figure out what is their vision and idea of Europe in the future. You can get this actually for free. However, the printing cost, as this is on specialized ecological paper, everything what we do is, we ask for some donation. But actually, it's for free, but we would be happy to cover the printing cost of it. Take it home, read it through, and there will be a second issue coming May next year. At the end of the journal, you find also the call for papers and call for submissions. Now, not too much more of that. I have told you the background of the conference, who is here. That means I now like to invite my colleague Ariana, who will then present to you the speakers and the panelists for the first session, and thereafter we're going to have a coffee break, but more on that later. And I wish you a very nice day in Berlin for those who came from far away, which is like 90% of the participants. I wish you a nice day in this wonderful building, Haus der Kultur in der Welt, and find your time to look around a bit around the building on the Spree and have a look in the different areas. And after those public panel session, which will finish just before lunch, we will go back in our small working groups and get things done to change the world in Europe. Thank you very much. Enjoy.